Okay, we're back with Entrelada Radio, and thank you for joining us. We have a big surprise going on here, as two members of the Hometown Boys dropped in on us, and we had lunch with them at Steak and Shake in South Austin. We'd like to thank those guys for having us there. And we had Roman Martinez and Elias Arredondo come by. They wanted to talk about, you know, basically the show is done today, Thursday, the 25th. And the reason they came by was because there's still time to vote for the Tejano Music Awards. Go to TejanoMusicAwards.com. And also, the 26th, it's not only the final day to vote, but it's also the day that the Hometown Boys are going to be in Austin for Tejano Ranch, a show there. So, you know, their visit was kind of special for us. And let's see, the Hometown Boys won last year with their album, Conjunto Album of the Year, I believe it was. And they talk about that during the interview. And they're nominated this year for Simplemente el Jefe. And they got Conjunto Album of the Year. And Elias is actually up for Entertainer of the Year and Vocalist of the Year. And this ain't the first time that he's won. You know, he's won some awards for Cargando la Bandera. So we wish him luck. And be sure to go and vote for your favorite artist. And it's online. Go to TejanoMusicAwards.com. And this will be the second time we spoke to Hometown Boys. And we did it real quick because it was over dinner. It was over lunch, actually. So I hope you enjoy the show. And be sure to vote. And at the Hometown Boys, Rancho Alegre will be there. And also, we're going to be collecting signatures for the, let's see, the signature. We're gathering signatures so that we can show that Tejano Music has support. It's a petition to show Clear Channel that there is support for Tejano Music. We're going to actually show up late because we also have, want to remind all the people at Guatemoc Hall and around the area that El Gato Negro, Ruben Ramos will be there, and Rancho Alegre will be there too. So we're going to be seeing both shows just at different times. So hope you enjoy the show, and be sure, vote for your favorite artist at TejanoMusicAwards.com. Thank you. Hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and also, I got to say this. We're going to be, since Elias, you know, he's the new vocalist for the Hometown Boys, already done two CDs, we're going to devote this show to all of his music, his albums with the Hometown Boys, since, you know, the awards are, you know, he's up for these awards to honor Elias. So thank everybody for your support, and let's go ahead and roll the interview. Rancho Alegre Radio. Okay, here we are, Rancho Alegre Radio, and we are here at Steak and Shake. If you guys want a burger, come check it out here. They were nice enough to let us use their place to meet the Hometown Boys. ¿Cómo está, don Román?
Pues muy bien, bien. Gracias a Dios que...
Ya se llegó el tiempo de los Tejano Music Awards, ¿verdad?
Sí, así es. Sí.
Okay. Y, híjole, están nominados para bastante awards aquí, pero no es la primera vez, ¿verdad, para usted?
No, pues con estos muchachos que andamos ahorita es la segunda.
Órale, con Elías, aquí está Elías, vamos a decir hello, Elías.
Hello, how you doing, compadre, ¿cómo está todo el mundo?
Aquí estamos. Okay, so, Elías, Song of the Year, La Botella.
We got nominated for Song of the Year, La Botella, compadrito. Ahorita estamos nominados for Song of the Year, compadre, por La Botella, and also the video is out también, compadre, if you want to see it on YouTube.
Okay.
You can go to YouTube.com y ahí nomás le pones The Hometown Boys, La Botella,
okay,
and it'll automatically come up.
So today is Friday, Thursday, the 25th, and tomorrow, people, voting ends tomorrow at midnight. So be sure to get in there and check out all the nominees and vote for your favorites. Pero también on the 26th, Tejano Ranch, you know, go check these guys out. They're going to be at Tejano Ranch here in Austin. And let's see, the show, ¿cómo se dice? Is it? Did y'all purposely coincide con, tú sabes, con the end of the voting or trying to get the last minute votes? ¿O qué pasó ahí?
No,
it's just the way it happened.
It's just the way it happened.
Órale, okay.
It's just the way it happened.
Because that's a smooth move right there, man. Pero, no, that's good. And I'm hoping a lot of people, I don't think a lot of people knew that the public was able to vote, you know.
Yeah.
A lot, you know, like the Grammys, you got to be a member, todo, exactly. todo rollo. This one's more similar. Just go to TejanoMusicAwards.com and put your vote in. They don't ask you for a little bit of information. It's real easy. And vote for your favorites. I mean, we have a lot of people nominated for Song of the Year. I mean, AJ Castillo, let's see, Elida Reina, Grupo Vida, just a bunch of them. So your favorites are on there, and be sure to vote for the hometown boys.
Ah. Mírala.
So, okay, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with the hometown boys.
Ahora me cumple. amarte es mi pecado, ya ni modo. Si quererte es mi fracaso, ya ni qué hacer. Si mi vida es toda tuya y te he perdido, ya mi alma no soporta verte con él. Ya te vi de en los brazos de ese tipo, ya te juro que eres otra al estar con él. Tu sonrisa se ilumina como estrella y relumbran tu carita de mujer. Qué bonita te ves con él, porque nunca pude alcanzar a mirar lo hermosa que estás, lo bella que eres. Te deseo lo mejor, yo perdía me voy, sufriré por tu ausencia. Adiós, linda mujer, yo supe perder. Thank you. tradición y sabor del ejido. Antes de irte de mí para siempre, ahora enséñame cómo se olvida cuando ya no me duela perderte. Vete pues y que Dios te bendiga.
Hometown Boys, y Don Román, te iba a preguntar, you just got inducted to the Conjunto Hall of Fame?
Oh, sí, así es.
¿Y cuándo pasó eso?
El día 12 de mayo.
Órale. Oh, okay. So apenitas parece, ¿verdad? That's yeah. good. That's good. ¿Y quién más? Who else was inducted? ¿Saben de quién más?
There was a lot of people inducted.
¿De veras?
There were so many inducted esa noche. From what I know of, there was at least about 15 people or 20 people that got inducted.
Órale.
As well as nuestro jefecito Román. He got inducted también esa noche. So it's something that's real... You know, it's a very prestigious award.
Oh yeah,
award to
oh
have
yeah, seguro que sí, seguro que sí.
You know, being in the business for lleva 34, ¿verdad, jefe? 34 years.
Wow.
So it's something that's very prestigious.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you've been inducted before into, I'm sure, a lot of there's different Hall of Fames out there. There's
yeah.
Tejano, there's
yeah.
the South Texas Hall of Fame. I'm sure you've been nothing new for a legend as yourself.
Oh, no, pero pues es un
todavía, es, ¿verdad? Llega al corazón yeah. cuando te dicen. No, no, qué bueno, qué bueno. Okay, let's go ahead and take some more music by the Hometown Boys here on Rancho Lerdo Radio.
Historia de
Okay, we're back here at Rancho Lira Radio. We're here with the Hometown Boys. Elias, you're nominated for Entertainer of the Year, Male Vocalist of the Year, man. How does that feel, brother?
Compadre, like I just told you right now during the break time when we're listening to the song, compadre, I mean, it's just, it's overwhelming, compadre. My heart's pretty much jumping out of my chest. But the thing is that, you know, I'm going up against some heavy hitters.
I'm going up against
some very heavy hitters. So, you know, we're just crossing our fingers and hoping that we win, you know, at least one award.
Well, you know what? It's like I say, you know, just being nominated made you a winner
it's a hard industry to be recognized. But the deal is, the only thing that I can do right now is basically, you know, thank Mr. Roman Martinez, Bobby Martinez, Rosalinda Pereira. I want to go ahead and thank them for, you know, giving me the opportunity to be with the Hometown Boys, because I mean, if it wasn't for them, compadre, I wouldn't be known nowhere.
That's right.
So the deal is, you know, I want to go ahead and thank them luego primeramente. And you know, it's very overwhelming, like I said, to be nominated for Male Vocalist and Male Entertainer. I mean, seeing that I'm going up against a lot of heavy hitters. But the deal is, I mean, we're also nominated for Conjunto Album of the Year, and we're also nominated for Song of the Year. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, four categories, compadre. I mean, hopefully we hit all four of them, but if not, at least one of them.
All right, at least one. Pero como digo, you know, just to be nominated, I can imagine the feeling cuando te llega la noticia, híjole, you know.
Last year, compadre, when they said that we won Conjunto Album of the Year, it caught me by surprise. All you heard was, oh, beep. That's all you heard. I was just so surprised. I didn't know
I bet, man. Hombre. So, okay, let's go ahead and take on some more music by the Hometown Boys. We'll be right back.
Amigo, ¿dónde me encuentro? En una aquellos tiempos que yo no olvido, ya se me fueron, mi abandono, y de aquel cielo que estaba limpio, ya muy oscuro se me volvió. Yo que pensaba que tu amor sería de mí eternamente, y ahora resulta que tu amor me ha abandonado para siempre. Fuiste mi sol que me alumbró cuando lloré cobardemente, y hoy que te vas se me nubló, y creo que ya estoy inconsciente.
Back on Rancho Leda Radio. We're here with the Hometown Boys. Elias, I noticed something last year on the Tejano Music Awards when they announced you guys as the winner. Man, you were the first one on the stage. I thought they were going to call you Speedy Gonzalez.
It was very hilarious, because the deal is, it was very unexpected, comadre. Very unexpected. I mean, it was just like something that we did not know if we were going to win or not. And when they did call the name, like I said, you know, I saw everybody walking, you know, the opposite way from where I was. I just pretty much ran through the back over there and I ran up some stairs. And before you know it, I was already up there. I had to wait for them, because a lot of people were saying hi to them and shaking their hands and congratulations. I was already up there. So I didn't get to get no high fives or nothing. I was already up there.
That's awesome.
That's the deal. It was just overwhelming, overwhelming.
I said to myself, I was just all excited about it.
I mean, I can just imagine. I mean, you know, nuestro jefecito Román Martinez, I mean, he's gone through these awards for so many years.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's just like overwhelming for them. So I could just imagine, you know, because I was like, oh, man, I was just so excited. It was
expecting you to be like Cuba Gooding Jr. when he won the Oscar. Getando tu mano para arriba, doing flips y todo. I was like, man, this guy's excited. Watch it.
I think I acted a little bit like him when he came out on that movie, Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
I was just going crazy back there.
No, but tomorrow you're going to be at the Tejano Ranch, you know, and we appreciate y'all coming to Austin. You know, we need all the help we can get as far as grupos and we really do appreciate that, man.
We appreciate the fact is that y'all do what y'all do, because the fact is that, I mean, basically, without y'all playing the music on the radio, we wouldn't be existing in any way, in period, shape, or form. Right. So, first of all, thanks to y'all, you know, for playing the music and for, you know, playing it for 34 years and keeping it going strong. Tejano music has definitely, you know, multiplied in so many ways, because we have a lot of people that are a lot younger now that are like in their teens and they still appreciate the music.
Right.
So the deal is, you know, it's something that y'all are doing to bring the culture, you know, to keep the culture going. And that's something that we cannot ever thank y'all enough for.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take another break, play some more music by the Hometown Boys. We are Rancho Leda Radio.
Después de amarte te hicieron desprecio. Yo no debo pagar por las deudas
en todo momento. Yo volé muy alto.
y es de puro sentimiento, de sentimiento, porque fue en el amor. Por una ingrata ando perdido y me atormento, y me ha llevado derechito al panteón. Sirvan cerveza, quiero ahogarme en la bebida, y si es posible para ya no despertar. Clarito siento que me voy rumbo al infierno, porque en el mundo no me supieron amar. Ando borracho y es de puro sentimiento, porque esa ingrata que robó mi corazón. Se me hace poco el vino que hay en el mundo,
Rancho Lighter Radio, and here with the Hometown Boys. Y Don Roman, you know, a lot of people have been asking about recordings en vivo. ¿Hay planes o algo en el futuro para hacer algo en vivo o a lo mejor más allá? Entonces, ¿cómo está la cosa?
Sí, nomás que haya la oportunidad y pues en... A mí me gusta la idea de grabar un CD.
Sí, porque agarra uno la electricidad de la gente, viéndolos bailar, ¿verdad? Todo es diferente del estudio, me imagino. Sí. ¿Verdad? Estás mirando a la gente, tú sabes, ahí tiene un buen tiempo. Y
sí, porque pues es tiempo, años para atrás grabamos el CD live.
Oh, yeah.
Y estuvo muy, muy bueno ese CD. Así es de que si hubiera otra oportunidad... Sí, sí se puede hacer.
Y para los que no saben de los Hometown Boys Live, los CDs estaban tan buenos que se acabaron. O sea, ya casi no se hallan. I mean, todos los tienen
está duro para conseguirlos.
Pero sí, les puedo decir, gente, que si van a los shows de los Hometown Boys, ahí los tienen. Ahí venden unas cuantas. So, sal y support the group and a ver si agarras uno de these treasures of the Hometown Boys Live. Y también les iba a preguntar, pues agarramos muchas preguntas de popurrís. Gente, les gusta los popurrís. ¿Hay planes para hacer popurrís en el futuro?
Sí, pues probablemente que si se puede y hay la oportunidad, a lo mejor en este otro CD podemos.
Okay. Y lo que estoy viendo que está pasando con muchos grupos como Marcos Orozco, Juan P. Moreno, están rehaciendo sus clásicos. Tú sabes, sí. Y parece que eso está pegando un poquito. So, ahí te van unas ideas, ojalá que... Porque estamos para complacer a la gente, ¿verdad? Y muchos me han preguntado. Y para decir la verdad, los popurrís le ayudan a los DJs, porque también cuando necesitan ir al baño, pues ahí ponen un popurrí de unos 6 minutos. Y ese. Pero no, qué bueno. Y a ver, Tejano Ranch mañana, ¿verdad?
Así es.
Y siempre se pone bueno cuando miran los Hometown Boys, man. I mean, sí. De veras, como se dice, cuando dicen que Tejano estaba bien caliente en los 90s, man. Cada vez que venían los Hometown Boys, man, los primeros grupos que yo vi que estaban diciendo a la gente, ya no caben, you know, ya no pueden entrar. So saludos on coming back, you know, muchas gracias por venir para atrás. ¿Y any mensaje para la gente? ¿Tiene mensaje?
Sí, pues así es que yo quisiera hacerles una cordialmente invitación para que voten en los Tejano Music Awards.
Seguro que sí.
Porque ya mañana...
Es la última. 12 o'clock midnight. So, si llegan tarde o lo que sea, get on the computer. TejanoMusicAwards.com. It's easy. You know, ask you for a little information, pero... Cualquier lo puede hacer, and just don't vote twice. Levanta tía Chencha, abuelito, abuelita, lo que sea, to vote. Pero you know, let's go ahead and get our bands a notice, especially the Hometown Boys supports Austin. They're always coming to Austin. Let's support them. So, and everyone else that comes through, you know. And we've been talking with the Hometown Boys. I want to thank you both for coming out. Muchas gracias. And we look forward to talking to you in el futuro. And you've been listening to Rancho Lighter Radio, and we're going to continue on the show with the music of the Hometown Boys.
From the Hometown Boys, and you're listening to Baldomero El Parrandero Juliar on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Dicen que no te supe amar como quería. El amor de tu vida. Y
vas, que no regresas, que estás hasta cansada de mis desprecios. Perdóname, mi amor, te lo suplico. Perdóname, mi amor, te lo suplico.